Hello and welcome to This Is My Journey. I am Sandy Goddard. I'm your host today. I'm a business consultant. I work with large and small companies, helping them to raise their profiles and the value of their businesses. Our guest today is Saskia Johnston, who is Head of Foreign Exchange UK for Sable. Hello, Saskia.
Hello, Sandy.
Right. What I'd love to hear from you, Saskia, is all about your journey. So tell me what inspired you, how you became a specialist in foreign exchange.
Sure. So I think for me, foreign exchange was always something that was interesting. Going back to kind of school days, I was always quite good at maths and always quite interested in the finance side of things. So after school, I went on to study finance and economics. And all through my university journey, it kind of perplexed me how foreign exchange is just a blip on the syllabus. It really doesn't go into detail at all. And it's such a major economic effect for small businesses and individuals, never mind on a larger scale in terms of, country economics. So went on to do my master's in finance and wrote my thesis on foreign exchange and emerging markets. And then was lucky enough to find a company that I could couple my skills with kind of their service offering. And that was at Sable nearly 10 years ago.
And we can tell from your accent you're not British. So
yes.
Where have you come from and what brought you here?
So born and bred in Cape Town, South Africa. It's a beautiful place if you haven't been. Grew up in Cape Town and joined the Sable team in their Cape Town office in South Africa. But after having a gap year here in London, I fell in love with London the moment I came over to the city. So 3 years into my career at Sable, there was an opportunity for me here in London, and I jumped at it and kind of got on the next plane.
And you've been here ever since?
Been here ever since. So that's 6 years ago now, going on 7 years. So been here ever since. Get back to Cape Town once a year, half for work, half for holiday, and I find that balance works very well for us.
Did you find it different coming from, well, you can compare Sable in South Africa with Sable in the UK. Did you find working in a different country, what were the differences between the practices in both countries?
Yeah, most certainly. There's definitely, I think moving to any country, there is going to be cultural differences. I think coming from South Africa, we're lucky in terms of there's a lot of similarities between our cultures. I think I was quite lucky when I first arrived. I did a lot of professional networking to try grow a network here. And through that networking, I met a lot of people face to face. So you got a kind of soft skill of learning with the way that culture is different here. I think probably the biggest difference that I noticed was that generally doing business in the UK, it can be a much softer approach. So people don't necessarily like to make decisions very quickly, prefer to kind of mull things over and think about them a bit deeper. There's also very much a meeting culture. So I was quite surprised when I first got here how many meetings I was having. Sometimes I felt like I was having a meeting about a meeting. But I think in time you kind of get used to that way of doing things and those subtle nuances. And I think compared to many other cultures, South Africa and the UK have a lot of similarities. At least we can always talk about rugby or cricket if all else fails.
That's true. And who's winning. And I also suppose that some of the younger countries are much more used to hard sell, and I think that's the difference. And also, of course, there's loyalties. Presumably, you were talking to people who already had trusted advisors, and therefore you had to wait till there was an opportunity, perhaps.
Yes, very much so. And I think it was a kind of culture shift from going out into the world and trying to kind of sell a service more to getting an understanding for what entrepreneurs and businesses are saying on the ground. And then seeing, you know, educating the market or those people that you come across about a service like ours in this instance and kind of alternatives that do exist. So very much just an education piece as opposed to any kind of selling. And I think it also helped Sable's kind of nature of selling. We've never done cold calls. We've never had that kind of harsh sales mentality. And I think that was very helpful in my transition to kind of the UK way of doing things.
Tell me a little bit more about Sable. You've mentioned them several times, so tell me about them.
So it's a company we started here in London 23 years ago now, still owner-managed by our CEO, Reg. And the company was started primarily for Antipodeans coming over to the UK. There was kind of a gap in the market and they needed assistance transferring their money, setting up bank accounts, getting national insurance numbers. So we kind of assisted them with a range of those services. And then over the years, the service has kind of pivoted and changed. Foreign exchange is one of the departments that has grown considerably over the years. And now it's not just those markets that we service, but the whole world.
I think foreign exchange is quite exciting in a way. I loved being, especially when traveling in Europe before the EU, being able to have all these different currencies. And I suppose in many ways it's simpler just having the euro, but it was fun going to other countries. I never thought about the actual exchange rate so much, except obviously when it hit my pocket. But
yeah,
it was much more interesting to look at these lovely coins and papers and so on. So what aspect of that excites you?
For me, it's how much affects foreign exchange. So a tsunami in Thailand will affect the US dollar. When Nelson Mandela wasn't well, it very much affected the South African rand, even though he had long retired from being the president of South Africa. So I think it's a real-world economic factor that has microeconomic, macroeconomic, political effects. I mean, in the UK at the moment, there's obviously a lot happening in current kind of political scenarios that are affecting the dollar, of the pound, and the euro. And I think for me, it's kind of where finance meets economics meets real world. And it's ever changing. So you can't tell with full certainty what it's going to be tomorrow. And I think that's exciting.
It does sound exciting. I'm going to just interpose here and remind our listeners that they can get in touch with us through presenters@womensradiostation.com. So if you want to get in touch with us, if you want to have some comment to make about this interview, please contact us that way. So it sounds to me that you have to be quite fluent in politics as well.
I'd say it's important to be kind of in touch with current affairs. Good to definitely know what's kind of happening in a world political scenario. I think however informed you are, you still can't tell with certainty what the politicians may or may not do tomorrow. So I think